My name's Mike Thornton.
And on the line from Philadelphia, we have with us Sherry Hunkela of the Kensington Welfare Rights Union. Sherry, thank you for being with us.
I'm happy to be here.
Sherry, first off, can you let people know about the Kensington Welfare Rights Union before we talk about the Freedom Summer Bus Tour coming up in June?
The Kensington Welfare Rights Union is a chapter of the National Welfare Rights Union, and we've been spearheading a campaign around the country to collect economic human rights. What the organization does is we daily teach people how to take over abandoned houses in order to house them if they're homeless. We distribute free food when people are hungry, and we teach them how to be leaders and fighters in their community, and to try and teach people about what's happening in this country and the important role that poor and homeless families have to play in trying to create a better world for ourselves and for our children. It's talking about building leaders throughout this country because we live in a beautiful country and we have responsibility to make it what it is that we want it to be.
Last year, the Kensington Welfare Rights Union helped spearhead a march to the United Nations, isn't that correct?
That's right. We marched for about 10 days, over 140 miles, and we collected stories from folks about how they were hurting as a result of welfare reform. And it was an incredible march, historical in that it was, you know, led and organized by poor people themselves. Since that march, we've heard from people all around, not just the country, but around the world.
We are going to have, and I know it's going to happen out here in California later on in June, the Freedom Bus Tour coming through. Can you let people know about the Freedom Bus Tour and what that's all about and what you're trying to accomplish with that?
Yes, on June 1st, we're going to travel around the entire country collecting economic human rights violations. We're going to go to the poorest areas of as many places in the country as possible. We're going to collect the stories of how people are hurting in this country as a result of welfare reform. We will hold mini marches and mini tribunals in each of the areas and put them on the bus and then go to the next location. And on June 30th, we will collect all of the stories and set up a large encampment on the New Jersey side of the George Washington Bridge, in which we will carry all the information down to the United Nations on July 1st for a national tribunal at the United Nations. We will be met by people not just from around the country, but representatives from different parts of the world. And we will decide whether or not the United States government is guilty of economic human rights violations.
In part, the Freedom Bus Tour is being done in conjunction with the International Declaration of Human Rights, which I believe the 50th anniversary of that is this year, isn't it?
That's right. Eleanor Roosevelt, back in 1948, worked on this document, and this is the 50th anniversary this year. And so we also think that it's a responsibility that everybody knows that this document exists and that we do indeed, we should have these rights in this country. It's a document that people are using all around the world, and we think that it's high time that our country adheres to these rights, the right to food, clothing, housing, all of these basic necessities of life. And the other thing that we're doing is we're saying that one of the correctives to these economic human rights violations is if our country guaranteed us a right to a job at a living wage. Specifically, we see this through pushing the Labor Party's 28th Amendment campaign, which would guarantee everybody not just a job at a living wage, but a right to a job, which is incredibly important today since we're cutting back welfare and we're ending welfare as we know it in this country. It's one thing to do that, but it's another thing to either let people just starve on the streets or guarantee them a right to a job. And so we're also trying to push the Labor Party's 28th Amendment campaign. On June 1st, we will kick off at 7 a.m. in the morning in front of the Liberty Bell here in Philadelphia, and we will march to an abandoned Schmidt's Brewery here in Philadelphia, and then we will get on the bus and we will go to Boston. Then on the 2nd, we will be in Springfield, Massachusetts. On Wednesday, June 3rd, we will be in Albany, New York, and then also Rochester, New York, and then we will leave to Lorain, Ohio. On June 4th, we will be in Cleveland. On June 5th, we will be in Pittsburgh. And then on the evening of June 5th, we will arrive in West Virginia. On June 6th, we will be in Durham, North Carolina. On June 7th, we will be in Tennessee, New Market, Tennessee. On June 8th, we will be in Knoxville, Tennessee. June 9th, Atlanta, Georgia. June 10th, Macon, Georgia. And then we will travel to Waycross, Georgia, and Columbia, Mississippi. And when we arrive in California, we will be arriving there on June 20th in San Francisco, June 20th in San Francisco, June 21st in San Jose, and then from San Jose to Los Angeles, California. So from the 20th to the 22nd, we hope to see all of our friends in California. We'd love as many people as possible to find out where the Freedom Bus is. They can find it on the web and find out wherever location that we're at. They can turn into your radio station. We want people to come out. We want to hear what's happening to them. Whether or not they're on welfare, everybody's going to be impacted by millions of people being cut off of public assistance in this country. It means more and more folks are going to have to be competing for less and less jobs, and we're all going to be impacted by this. So we want to hear from everybody.
You were talking about going to the abandoned Schmidt's Brewery building in Philadelphia.
Yes.
Were you involved in a takeover of that building at one point, you and some union people back there?
The president of the hospital workers, the National Hospital Workers Union, and myself were arrested last year about this time because we were in the process of setting up a tent city in front of it for poor and homeless families to live in. We thought it was a disgrace that we have a huge building that is standing vacant in our community and nothing's being done about it. And we also think that it's symbolic of the reasons why we have high numbers of unemployment and homelessness and a deteriorating community. It's because large corporations get away with coming into a community, reaping the wealth out of the workers that live in that community, and then just up and leaving. And for us here in our neighborhood, the Schmidt's Brewery is symbolic of that. So that's why we intend to kick the campaign off from the Liberty Bell, which represents freedom, to an example of one of the locations in the country that's keeping us from this freedom in this country. And that's large corporations that don't care about what it is that they're doing to us and our families.
Well, it's always amazing how we hear so much from certain segments of the political community about personal responsibility when it applies to poor people, but very, very little about corporate responsibility. And I wish maybe we'd get a little bit more action in that direction, which I'm hearing you say part of the Freedom Bus Tour is to design to point that out.
Absolutely. And that's why some of the stops are going to be calling attention not only to the economic human rights violations, but who some of these violators are. With the Schmidt's Brewery here, it's really been a crime because our city has invested a great deal of money in continuing to paint the abandoned building and take away the graffiti that's on the abandoned building. So we literally have school children that have been coming out on a regular basis and painting an abandoned factory with taxpayers' dollars, as opposed to doing away with this building that takes up about four blocks and is like a death trap for folks that get into the building or if the building was to collapse. So, yes.
We've been speaking with Sherry Hongla of the Kensington Welfare Rights Union about the upcoming Freedom Summer Bus Tour. Sherry, we just have a couple of moments left. Is there any thoughts you'd like to leave with our listeners, and then also any contact information for the Kensington Welfare Rights Union and the Freedom Summer Bus Tour?
Yes, we just want to tell everybody that they have a role to play in this campaign, whether it's calling up the whatever radio stations that they listen to, writing editorials in the newspaper, doing whatever we can to get the message out in this country that we as a people in this country will not no longer tolerate these kinds of economic human rights violations in the land of plenty that we live in. So we encourage everybody to get involved, and if you need some ideas on how to get involved, you can contact us at our office here in Philadelphia, which is area code 215-203-1945. That's 215-203-1945. Or you can also pull us up on the web, which you can access the computer at any library that you can get into. Our site is http://www.libertynet.org/KWRU. That's http://www.libertynet.org/KWRU.
Sherry Hongla of the Kensington Welfare Rights Union, thank you for being with us on the program. We look forward to hearing from you when you're out here in California with the Freedom Summer Bus Tour.
Thank you very much.
For the Grassroots News Network and KVMR FM, my name is Mike Thornton.